This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen, we're back in the friendly confines of the radio studio today.
It's nice to be back here, but boy, was the fair fun.
It was an awesome event. We were just talking about all the different activities, throughout the fair, and the veterans recognition ceremony to me has become my favorite event.
I know. And this year, like you said, we just were talking about it. It's growing. Mm-hmm. We had standing room only. The tent was absolutely full.
Yep,
that was great.
It was awesome. We have a matter of fact, we've got an event coming up, and we're going to kind of talk about this today because Fairhope Hospice is heavily involved in mm-hmm. this. Why don't you introduce our special guest
today with us? We have Bill. And he is...
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
You know, our plant out front's named Bill. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
He's been growing really well, so I'm just saying.
Bill and I have worked... Well, I think I've done this the last 3 years, 4 years, and we've worked together to be a part of the Freedoms Never Free. You're a great partner, a special veteran to us, and we're looking forward to this event. So we want to talk a lot today about exactly what it is, what people can expect, and how to come out and join it.
What I can't believe is we're celebrating the 20th year, right? 20th anniversary of Freedoms Never, which means it started during the Iraq War back 20 years ago.
Wow.
This is our 20th year, and there's still a lot of people out there really don't know who we are or what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's such a beautiful event when we place the flags and we honor the veterans that are there and the memorials. And you just want to shout it to the rooftop so that anybody that wants to be there can come and join us.
So it's a 3-day event.
Right.
And it's coming up here in just a couple of weeks, November 2nd through the 4th. So let's kind of talk about, but by the way, this is a special, besides the 20th anniversary for Freedoms Never Free, we're talking about the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War, 70th of the Korean War.
Right.
And so let's talk about what's going to happen that weekend of Freedoms Never Free.
Okay. We're going to have the Gold Star Mothers is going to have their traveling memorial come in. We will have our Korean War memorial that we take around the country. We'll have it set up in honor of the Korean War anniversary. We will have our first responders memorial and our small wars and conflicts memorial.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have all those there.
Those will all be set up at the fairgrounds.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Sands Building.
Mm-hmm.
The Field of Heroes will be down along Columbus Street again.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen mentioned the flags, 301 flags this year.
Wow.
Right.
You know, the escort, you're going to have the escort into the fairgrounds because that is always a moving experience to watch I don't want to call it a parade, it's an actual procession, I guess you'd say.
Right. This year it's coming in earlier. They will be arriving at fairground about noon.
That's on Thursday. Thursday the 2nd, yes.
Yes. And they gather at the northbound roadside rest on 33 between Rock Bridge and Logan there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
that's where they assemble.
Right.
And then they come up 33 Fair Avenue and into the fairgrounds?
Actually, come up 33, get off at Broad Street exit.
Okay. And then
come
up
clear
straight up Broad
Street. Okay.
Through downtown. So
right,
it really comes through downtown Lancaster.
Right. Wow. And we encourage people to come out and wave and say hey.
And then that day, Thursday, at 4 p.m. is the opening ceremonies.
Right. We start out with posting the flags down Field of Heroes. We had to start doing that at the beginning mm-hmm. so that we can get all the flags posted before
you said
dark.
300?
301.
301.
How many did we have last year?
276.
Wow.
And if you haven't seen that, I mean, they announce the heroes. And then if there's a family member there, they will take the flag and place mm-hmm. it. If there's not, I love placing those flags. Mm-hmm. My boys have done that. That's just really something to be a part of.
It is something special. Kristen Glazier is here, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, who participates and also has a separate really cool event as part of, it's not really part of Freedom's Never Free, but it is a pinning that is to honor veterans. We'll talk about that in just a second. Bill is here, and we're going to talk about... It's November 2nd through the 4th. Starts on Thursday. We talked about the opening ceremonies. What other events are part of Freedoms Never Free?
Okay. Besides posting in colors for the opening ceremony, Kristen group will be pinning the veterans that day.
So what is a pinning?
So a pinning is something that we've done at Fairhope for probably the last 4-5 years. And there's, you know, a group called We Honor Veterans, and that's really nationwide, and it's where hospice teams recognize veterans. So internally, when we have a veteran that signs on service, we really look at, you know, did they serve in wartime, peacetime? We get some details because, as you know, there are sometimes some benefits to support them. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we want to have an opportunity to honor the veterans that served. If they're comfortable with that, if that's something that they agree to, then we will pin them. We give them an honorary certificate. It has to be a person who has had a family member or themselves or somebody serve mm-hmm. in order to pin them. We offer them a flag pin and a branch pin, and we just do kind of a special proclamation. So we do that with a lot of our patients. But what we've branched out to do during, obviously, November is to reach out to nursing facilities, communities, Olivedale, and we try to honor all those veterans. But for this event at Freedom's Never Free, any of the veterans that are there, we announce their name and we offer them a pin, and mm-hmm. we just show our appreciation.
When is your pinning? When is that going to happen?
So that is on...
during the opening ceremony.
It's right, on, okay, on around 4 o'clock usually.
So Thursday the 2nd.
After the posting.
Mm-hmm. After the posting yeah. flags, we head back up to mm-hmm. the Ed mm-hmm. Sands building for the ceremony.
Wonderful. So that is, again, part of overall ceremonies here. You'll have that as part,
yes.
you know, part of the opening ceremony. And that's on Thursday starting at 4 o'clock
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
at the fairgrounds. Again, we're talking at the Fairfield County Fairgrounds. Then tell me about the poster contest.
That's something new this year. We have the poster contest. We've opened it up to middle school mm-hmm. group and high school. So
okay.
we have two different groups, and kids can enter posters with patriotic theme,
mm-hmm.
No bigger than a 9x12. So, you know, an 8.5x11 sheet of paper will work just fine. We're going to have the public vote.
I was going to say, will they be on display then
yes,
during Freedom's Never Free?
Yes, they'll be on display, and mm-hmm. the public will vote, and we're going to pay cash prizes to the top three contestants in each group.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so,
kind of neat.
That's
that,
neat.
That gets the kids involved, and it helps yeah. them understand the importance of honoring the veterans.
Right.
So many of them have had family members that have served,
right.
obviously.
Right. You know, I want to ask you, can we go back to talking about just some of the traveling memorials? For people mm-hmm. that have not seen that or understand, you talked about two or three different. Can you just kind of explain those a little bit?
Okay. One of the branches of Freedom's Never Free, not just the celebration part, but we have traveling memorials that we take clear cross country. We've mm-hmm. been to California, mm-hmm. and we have a World War II traveling memorial. And it is big.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 26-foot van truck packed clear full.
Wow.
And we have our Korean War, our first responders, like I said, our small wars and conflicts. And we take those clear across the country.
And again, then they get set up at a
right.
location for a fixed amount of time.
Right, right.
You know, and you mentioned this event during the fair, the Freedom's Never Free, 20th year for this, 20th anniversary. And it's going to be at the Fairfield County Fairgrounds, November 2nd through the 4th. That's Thursday through Saturday. We're talking about the pinning ceremony that Fairhope is going to do and all the just various events. Let's talk about, you've got a USO dance. Now, is this going to be at the fairgrounds, or is it going to be, because it's been at the airport before too, hasn't it?
Right. At one time, it was at the airport, and they mm-hmm. outgrew it. So
okay.
That's why we went
wow.
to fairgrounds.
I say, it used to be under the big airplane, didn't it? Under like the fighter or the bomber they had out there. It
could have been. That was before
okay.
before I joined up with the gang. But yeah, it's always a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Ed Sands building.
Oh, beautiful! So there's plenty of parking, plenty of room.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. and the Nostalgics is the band, and everybody loves it.
So you got the big band sound there.
Right,
yeah.
right. And you know, be remiss if I didn't mention it. Everything at Freedom's Never Free is free to the public.
So even okay. the dance, you don't need a ticket or
no,
anything?
No, nope.
But we kind of want them to dress up in kind of 40s style,
right?
That
is right? very encouraged,
mm-hmm.
yes.
I bet that's a sight to see.
Right, and, you know, even if you don't dance, there's a lot of people just come out for the music and
yeah.
and the entertainment, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
to talk and reminisce a little.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so that's at 7 p.m. on mm-hmm. Friday night, and that's November 3rd. And then let's talk about Saturday. And again, I think this is great, too, because, you know, the big question is, you know, you're not supposed to burn or throw away flags.
Correct.
You're supposed to retire them, and you're actually going to have that opportunity.
Right. Boy Scout Troop 106, they do our flag retirement for us, and that will be at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a flag, bring it.
Okay.
We have flags that we've collected,
mm-hmm.
so that's... That's going to be at noon.
Yes. So, and again, we're talking about, you know, American flags that have,
right.
that you would fly somewhere.
Right.
You, when they get old and ragged, you, the matter of fact, great song, Ragged Old Flag, but mm-hmm. you still want to retire them properly.
Right. Yeah. Show respect.
What is the pet parade at 1 o'clock? Is that, this at the fairgrounds?
Correct. And that's another new one for this year.
Okay.
People are encouraged to dress up their pets in patriotic attire. 11 o'clock. Register your pet.
Uh-huh.
At noon, there'll be a judging, and there'll be a winner. And then at 1 o'clock, they'll have a parade of all the entrants.
Do you have any pets, Kristen?
Don't even want to tell you, because I have a 90-pound English bulldog who's all white, and he'd probably walk about 6 feet and need a nap.
Dress him like Winston Churchill.
Yeah, put a stoogie in his
Yeah, yeah. I bet you'd win.
Well, all right, I'm going to go English home and have
bulldog,
a talk with him
yeah,
about
he'd
that.
Look like Winston Churchill. Yeah, that'd be great.
It'd be $50 for a winner.
Hey, that would buy a lot of treats, wouldn't it?
You know, yeah, get the stogie going, you know, maybe a hat. I don't know. It'd be great.
I have a question, Bill.
Yes.
So you said everything's free. Mm-hmm. How are you guys funded? How can people help support this if they would like to?
Donations.
Okay.
Well, you have donation availabilities,
yes.
you know, like the dance and at the location.
Yes,
there at
we have a donation box and sponsors. We have sponsors that work with us.
Okay.
And we're grateful to have those.
Is there a place throughout the year where if people want to get more involved, if they do want to donate, where do we go? How do we do that?
Well, the planning for it takes 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know,
after the events are with, we have like a closing meeting.
You have a closing meeting, you party for a couple months, and then come back and start planning
right.
the next one.
And there's a handful of us that's in it knee deep. Mm-hmm. But we can use volunteers, whether, you know, you help out during the event or if you want to help with the planning stages.
Mm-hmm. Whatever your talent is, you can apply it.
Or if you don't have talent, if you show up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find something yes. for you.
You might be able to do some manual labor.
Exactly. You know what we haven't talked about? What if someone wants to get a flag to place?
You can go to our website, freedomsneverfree.com.
Okay.
And on there is the order form. You do not have to be deceased.
Mm-hmm. I hate to say this, we're out of time.
Oh, Mark.
We'll talk. We can mention it next week, too.
Okay.
We'll have some time leading up to this. So thank you, Bill.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
That. Freedom's Never Free, November 2nd through the 4th.
I'll see you soon, Bill.
At
yes.
the Fairfield County
right.
Fairgrounds. And look for Kristen. Are you doing the pinnings personally?
Yes, we do. It's usually myself and two or three other volunteers.
Fantastic.
And it's a great night.